Blog Talk Radio.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Oh, yeah. Love when you fork up the balls. I can't get enough of forking up the balls.
Welcome to the IWS radio show from the barren, frozen, broken-hearted studios here in Bagwine, Ohio. And yes, I indeed feel like my balls were forked and forked hard over the past couple of weeks. But this is the Map Man coming to you live, trying to do my yeoman's job, keep the ship stern, and keep it sailing the seas. And sitting next to me as always, well, wait, there's no one sitting next to me as always, because, well, Jay retired, which is fine. But the J-Man retired from doing this. Or did he? We'll find out here later in the show. And, but my fellow compatriot, Jamie Maple Leaf, has bolted on me as far as the show goes. And it just gets worse because Bobby Kraft is laughing at me in the chat room, ladies and gentlemen. You know, there's no need for that. There's no need to. No need to rub salt in the wound. Oh, my God. But I appreciate it because it's, well, a comedy show. So, to continue, in case you don't, you know the history between the lovely Jamie Maple Leaf and I, the lovely sweet, allegedly sweet Canadian, has torn my heart apart and dropped me down on her list of the Hot 100. And left me laying by a dumpster. Emotionally speaking, metaphorically speaking. Although I have slept by a dumpster one time when I was a Bowling Green. In fact, it wasn't even a dumpster. It was next to somebody's house I didn't even know because I walked the wrong way from a party and I ended up 2 miles out of town. But the feeling's the same. I woke up cold and angry and feeling stupid and kind of like I do now. But I'm going to work through this, and I hope this show is cathartic. Hope it's helpful. And then I got the pressure of the election on me, and I still haven't voted. And yes, J-Man and Bobby Kraft and all you people, I will schmoops off tomorrow, and I will turn my ballot in tomorrow. I promise. And I'm voting for Joe Jurgensen. Whoever she is, not really. Voting for Joe Biden, baby. I'm riding with Biden. But anyway, I just wanted to let, you know, my heart out. I invested in her, and my ROI on this investment hasn't turned out too well. I have angers? Oh, yeah. I got angers. I thought, you know, I was doing the right thing, being a good guy. Hell, even my wife knew I was in love with her and she with me. And then blammo! It was like Jamie became the muscular guy and I was the skinny dude on the beach getting sand kicked in my face. It was harrowing. Wow. But I'm trying to work through it. And this is part of the grieving process. This episode of IWS Radio. I don't know how long it'll go on. Because I don't know how long I can stand the heartache. I've had a lot of heartache of late. Especially, and let me tell you, it's not just Jamie. This morning when I woke up, the clock on my computer had not reset itself. I'm going, what the hell? You're a computer. You should know to reset yourself. My cable box resetted itself. It was fine. I reset the microwave clock. Snoop did the clock in her bedroom. No, we don't sleep together, so there's that. That's a whole other issue. See, I don't even sleep with my wife. My Canadian girlfriend dropped me, and my computer clock did as well, as notated by not changing it automatically. It finally did at about, I don't know, 9:45. So it hadn't been a good time. And then my friend Nurse Doom, she got mad at me because I didn't come over and clean her gutters out on a rainy day. It was pouring. It was monsoon-type rains. And monsoon-type rains are, the monsoon is the wind. The rains are not a monsoon rain. Well, they are kind of, but people say it's a monsoon, talking about heavy rain. No, monsoon are actually the winds. So I just want to clear that up. And that irritates me about people, that they don't recognize those things. So, to recap thus far, Smoop's clock is out of whack. The computer clock didn't set when it should have. And Nurse Doom was mad at me. She's over it now. She got better. She's okay. She's cool. We talked through it. We talked through it. But still, my Canadian girlfriend is no longer my Canadian girlfriend. Oh, we're still friends. And I hope you heard the air quotes in my friends portion of that statement. And I miss her. And I'm just sitting here being a lollygagger and pining over Jamie Maple Leaf, wondering where it went all wrong and what I did wrong. I'm sure we've all gone through that. I'm sure you, most of you, if any of you are listening, have experienced that. But you know how it hurts. It stings. It stings. The only bright spot is that after four dates, Jay and I's friend Triple B finally had sex with her latest courter. They finally had sex. So her long national nightmare, as far as that goes, is over. Yes, J-Man, Bobby Kraft, Triple B finally got it on with her Ken doll. But here's the thing. Here's another thing. I've had to listen to her for like 3 weeks. Triple B, that is. All he does is peck me on the cheek. Well, finally. I see that, Bobby. But finally, she had sex with her Ken doll. And then I had to hear all about that. Oh, sure. Old Triple B's having sex with Ken. Sherry's just doing fine, other than me not coming over to clean her gutters. Snoop's sleeping in another bed. And I get my heart broken by a Canadian. You know, you got to be a special kind of asshole to get your heart broken by a Canadian. Well, let me tell you, people, I am evidently that kind of asshole. I don't know what special talent I have, but I have a special talent about being kicked to the curb by a Canadian. I don't know what it is I do. And here's the thing, folks. I asked her what I did wrong. Yesterday, as a matter of fact. And she pulled the George Costanza girlfriend thing on me. And it went exactly like this.
I'm sorry, George. I don't understand. Things were going so great. What happened? Something must have happened.
It's not you. It's me.
You're giving me the it's not you, it's me routine? I invented it's not you, it's me. Nobody tells me it's them, not me. If it's anybody, it's me.
All right. George, it's you.
You're damn right it's me.
Look, I was just trying to get...
I know what you were trying to do. Nobody does it better than me.
Well, I'm sure you do it very well.
Yes, well, unfortunately, you'll never get the chance to find out.
But I thought things were going great.
Yeah, so did I.
Did she say why?
No. She tried to give me the it's not you, it's me routine.
But that's your routine.
Yeah. Well, apparently word's out.
Yeah, I got the old it's not you, it's me routine, folks. She gave me the it's not you, it's me routine. Very hurtful. You know, I'm not going to get into the particulars of everything because, you know, I show discretion. Unlike I've been touted as not giving discretion to private conversations, but I'm giving this discretion. Even though, I'm on the fence on this one. It's very unseemly what happened, but we'll leave that for another day. If there is another day, if I don't just walk out into the street and throw myself under a bus, God, I love that woman. And here I am, sitting brokenhearted on a Sunday. The clocks turned back last night at 2 o'clock, and yet we went to a new month. How did that happen? That ticks me off, too. We went back in time, and yet we're in a new month. I don't know how that happens. How do you go back in time, and yet it's a new month when you wake up? Oh, brother. Oh, my God. I don't know how much more I can take of this. Oh, brother. I watched no football yesterday. I've lost... Oh, my God. And since this incident with Jamie, I've lost like 12 pounds because I have no appetite. I'm not lying about that. I have no appetite. I don't want to eat. I sulk about. My wife thinks I'm an idiot, and well, so do a lot of other people, but oh God, I wasn't this upset about my ex-wife. Well, because I didn't really like my ex-wife. In fact, I couldn't stand her. And when I was begging to get divorced, and I couldn't, but finally did, and when I did, I just walked away with a pep in my step. And now I'm just hobbling around. Hell, the other day I was so sad I could have got the crutches out. That's how upset I am about Jamie Maple Leaf. Thought we were compadres. Thought we were going to die at the Alamo together. God! But that's all right. She's Canadian. She's sweet. I must have done something wrong. Yeah. The only thing I did wrong was to love her with all my heart. And she gave it back to me in pieces. Pieces. I'm telling you, pieces. Maybe someday things will work out. You know, when tribulation comes and Jesus returns to the earth, and maybe we can go to heaven together. I don't know. Maybe not. That's only for the 20-sided dice to decide. And then we got Trump, who's probably going to win again. Oh, brother. So we got Trump, we got Sherry, we got Triple B getting laid by strangers. And then we got Jamie breaking my heart. This is not a good time. It's not a good time for anyone. I don't know what to say. I just don't. But I really want to get this Jamie thing worked through. I miss my Jamie girl. Almost as much as she doesn't miss me. Which is hurtful. Probably singing a song. It's almost, ever since you left, well, never mind. I got a song that she probably penned for me for the end song, which I inadvertently started playing instead of the intro because, well, I'm an idiot because I am so brokenhearted and discombobulated over this ruination of a friendship. And if you've ever had a ruination of a friendship or a courtship or a love, you can always call in at 845-262-0770. And we could commiserate. We could hug. We could group hug. We could virtually group hug. And I'll get through this together. Together. That Smoop's mad at me. Sherry's mad at me. Boom. Oh, God. In fact, Smoop, yeah, I'll tell you why. You know why I miss Jamie? Jamie and I are very tight. In fact, we shared this special moment a year or so ago, maybe two. Take it away.
Matt?
Yes?
I have to pee.
Are you going to take me with you?
Okay, I'll do that. Just to pay you back for waiting for me. I'm on my way there. Hey, Molly. Okay, I got to pull down my pants. Careful.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on, let me pull my pants down. Hold on. I'm done. Did you hear it?
I did.
Oh, my God, I forgot it's on recording. Oh, shit.
Yes, it is, baby.
Oh, Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait till Jay hears this Sunday. Oh, yeah, baby.
Are you still mad at me?
No, not now.
Okay,
we're
awesome.
Even
okay.
Now, Jamie.
Okay, hold on. I got to pull up my pants just a second. So how was it? That was a first.
It was. I know. And we have about 43 minutes. I hope to return the favor before then.
Excellent. You go in the toilet too, won't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, excellent.
That's the kind of relationship we used to have. We used to pee together. She pulled her pants down for me, sat down and peed in the toilet. And now what do I get? I get her peeing all over me. That's all it is. Metaphorically, of course. Oh, boy. It's a weird turn of events. And it all happened so quickly. It's been like a year. All of a sudden, you know, she's in love with me, and I'm in love with her. We're besties. We're best friends. And then, bang! The pee turns to rain. And let me tell you, I'm singing of Buddy Holly and his song Raining in My Heart. Oh, I've been singing that for like a week. God. I don't know if I'm going to be able to snap out of this. I hope this show helps. I hope it does. But, well, whatever. I mean, I know I can be a jerk. But for once, not just for once, but for the first time in a long time, this wasn't my fault. I did nothing. I did nothing except be myself. Although some people would consider that my fault as to being myself. And if they can't deal with it, so be it. I give and I give and I give. And what do I get back? Nothing but heartache. It's very unfortunate. Even Schmoop feels kind of badly for me. But we have a Schmoop report coming up soon. And I don't think Stepford Schmoop feels that bad for me, which is very hurtful. And then Jamie, she keeps giving me crap, and she says I'm doing something like this.
Where?
You know, God, rubbing it in. Rub it in, rub it in. You know, I don't know. God. Then my friend Kimmy, she cut me loose too. My God. You know, when I left the beer mine, I started trying to make up with other people. Convenient, the beer mine, conveniently located at the corner of Main Street and Electric Boogaloo Avenue, because I'm not going to tell where they're located. I started making up with people from the past, sent them a friend request on Facebook. And then I, you know, Jamie and I got a little hot and heavy. We became best friends. And then I picked up friends, and now, what is it now? Nearly 7 months later, they're all ditching me. It's like once you get to know me, you don't want to know me. And when you say something like that, I sound like, well, when I say something like that, I sound like Trump, don't you? Don't I? Yeah. Maybe I am kind of Trumpian. I don't know. All I know is I miss Jamie. My heart misses Jamie. I'm having coronary thrombosis over Jamie. And all I want to do is pick up the phone and call me and say, hi, I love you. But does she? No. No. She saves that for another. After all the time I spent with her. There's never going to be another woman. It's always going to be Jamie. I don't think I can recover from this. It's not good. But, oh, sure, I got my wife, but, you know, that's my wife. She doesn't listen to me. Well, you know, I just got no one to talk to anymore. I used to talk to Jamie 2, 3, 4 times a day on the phone. International calls that are subject to the NSA and whatever Canada's version of it is. So it's actually like I was kind of putting my life on the line to talk to a Canadian. And what do I get in return? Heartache. Get dumped. Shoveled to the street. Oh, God. Or in Canada, I'd probably be shoveled to the recycling basket. So, you know. Oh, well. So that's where I am at in my life right now. Oh, Jamie. I wanted so much for us, and evidently I couldn't deliver. In fact, at one point, Jamie even asked for my advice.
Hi, Matt. Jamie here. After Triple B's vicious Valentine's Day attack on me, I feel compelled to make myself a more likable person. If you get a chance, could you, or perhaps the friendly and well-liked Slider, give me tips on how to become a more likable person?
Hey there, Jamie. It's your old pal Slider here. And I'm glad you have reached out to me in order to become a more likable person by correcting the box scores of dropped passes, wild pitches, and air balls that exist within your uniform of humanity. You see, Jamie, life and relationships are a team sport, Jamie, full of delicious chocularity and good old rib tickling. So, loosen up and don't be afraid to let others tickle your ribs. Also, Jamie, it has come to my retention that you are constantly interrupting Jay and Matt during show prep. You are a player for a finely tuned comedy team, and Jay and Matt are the head coaches. So, it's important to know your subservient role, not only as a player, but as a woman as well. Another thing, Jamie, and this is kind of important. When you come to show practice on Fridays, as well as dressing for the big game on Sundays, you might want to lay off of the smoothies and try to stay awake. I'll never forget when, one day, Jamie Moyer dozed off on the mound at a crucial moment, and Scottie Pippen dunked on him, sending the game into overtime, where Jamie Moyer's team lost in a shootout. Come on, man. Be the best Jamie Maple Leaf you can be, and not a sleepy Jamie Moyer. And one other thing, my wife Patty would prefer it if you didn't talk publicly about an unmanned sports guy getting handsy with you at an IWS Radio Christmas party. I hope this pep talk helps you out, Jamie. And for now, this is Slider Ballscock patting Jamie on the ass and headed for the showers. But for more great IWS Radio with Jay and Matt, you stay right there.
Yep. Life coach, lover, best friend, and what's it gotten me? Nothing. It's got me nothing but a bruised ego and a broken heart. I don't know how long I can continue like this. And Bobby, in the words, in the immortal voice of Slider Ballscock, you can call in whenever, because Matt's in trouble. Oh, boy. This is going downhole. Dan, downhole? Well, yeah, downhole. Downhill. Quickly. I mean, I just can't. I just, you know, I'm out of sorts. I mean, I knew it wasn't going to be a great show, but God, I can't even focus. Focus, Mahoney. Jesus Christ. You know, I'm trying to hang on, dangling by strings. I'm like a marionette. I'm a Mattionette. Oh, see what I did there? See, I got a little comedy back into me, Mattionette. All right, good job, Matt. But phone lines are open at 845-262-0770. And somebody has his hand up. .501, you're with stupid. You're with heartache.
You know what? You know what I just thought of this morning?
Well, God, what?
Since it's now November 1st. Which means it's Christmas music season. You're going to play that goddamn George Michael song over and over and over for 2 months, aren't you? Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
I told you it's even...
You gave it back.
Exactly. Oh, my God, I must. Even though it's even better when Drive-By Mike used to sing it. You know, because it's a terrible song to begin with. But when Mike sings it, it's even worse. Oh, God. Hi, Mike.
That's pathetic. God, this has just been, this has been the saddest, most pitiful 34 minutes of internet radio ever.
Well,
this is
compared
the very
to some of the other show, Jay. compared to some of the other shows on BTR, this is probably one of the top-notch ones.
Man, this is the definition of wallowing right here, man.
I am wallowing.
You're wallowing.
I know I am.
And you know what else popped into my head a little while ago as you were reeling off, you know, all of your heartache with all the different people?
Yes.
Maybe a few years ago you should have just been nicer to Logan Knight. Remember Logan? Maybe she's the only one who really, really was going to be your friend, Matt.
Well, she did want to be my friend. She wanted both of us to be her friend.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, maybe that was
and when you think of it
point
now.
In my life that I did not know.
Yeah, when you look back at it now, really both of us, you know, I mean, you know, she was Dutch, you know, she was a Dutch citizen. She was very open-minded. I mean, very open-minded.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe we did make a mistake there.
Well, no, because she called Tamara Ramona a whore.
I know. She called Tamara Ramona a prostitute. So that was, you know, the end of it, but.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Yeah, I mean, you can't put up with that kind of nonsense.
No, but if she could have, you know, refrained from saying that, we could have been sitting, you know, a little, you know, canal side cafe.
Yeah.
Having a cup of coffee and a joint right now.
Yeah.
With a, you know, with a chick who might be in the three ways and stuff. Who knows?
And perhaps Jamie would have gone with me.
Perhaps. But gosh,
she's not
putting up with this from a long distance is bad enough. Putting up with it in person, geez.
Exactly. Well.
Because I need to talk about who the real victim here in all this is. Me.
I knew it was going to come to that somehow.
Who's the one who's always caught in the middle? Who's the one who has to hear it from both sides? Who's the one who, you know, I mean, my life, you know, I mean, during quarantine, not a lot of fun, you know, nothing we can really do, but at least it was peaceful and it was quiet. But now, every time she unfriends you, boom, you both have to message me on Facebook.
Well, I don't bother you that much, do I?
Well,
not really.
But you could have played along with that for the sake of the show. It was supposed to be a comedy.
Yeah,
show.
I could have. You know what, Jay Man, you're right. I bother you all the fucking time. Well, see, you know, you know, I'm not in my right frame of mind, as I mentioned earlier.
No.
God. Yeah.
Anyway, God. Melancholy Matt. That's what we've got on our hands right here. Melancholy Matt.
Well, on your Facebook post the other day, I came at you had a little thing and it said use your first name and last name, and this will tell you who you are. And I came out as Mr. Melancholy.
Yeah, God, hit the nail on the head that time.
And then I, you know, and here's another thing, J-Man, that disturbs me. I got my own problems going on with Jamie. And then I get messages from Nurse Doom because, you know, she's going through a rough patch. So I have to listen to all her shit. Oh, my God, I can imagine how you feel. God, it's just not fair. And then we got Triple B riding on Cloud 9.
With the enemy.
With a Trump supporter. Oh, God. Oh, brother. And in full disclosure, ladies and gentlemen, I invited Jamie Maple Leaf here to the show. Because, you know, you got to hear both sides of the story, J-Man.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yeah. I wish she was here. I think the people deserve both sides.
Exactly, Jay. Hell, we had Dana on when we talked about the incident between her and I. Oh, my God, if you can do that, Jamie could show up for the show.
I would think so. Anyway, sorry about your broken heart.
I'm sorry I let you down.
Yeah. Tell you, it's a rough weekend. A lot going on. We got full moon, Halloween,
yeah.
Time
yeah.
change, the election,
yeah.
and your heartache.
Yeah.
That's... I don't know if America is emotionally stable enough to handle all this in a 4-day period.
I know. The only one happy is Triple B. And that's a weird thing.
That's how fucked up things are right there.
Yeah, because I've talked to Triple B a lot over the years. She's not normally happy. You know who else is not happy, J-Man?
Who?
Our very own Mick Doris.
The Mixer?
The Mixer is a little upset. Ladies and gentlemen, let's take a listen to the Mixer.
Hello again, sports fans. Mick Doris writing again for IWS Radio. I know, right? I'm as surprised to be doing this again as you are. What has brought me back, you ask? One word, rage. That's right, kids, Mick is mad. Mick doesn't get mad easily, but when he does, Mick rages and refers to himself in third person a lot. Mick has stood on the sidelines and watched the great unfriending, refriending, unfriending, blocking, unblocking, refriending, unfriending, blocking, unblocking, refriending, unfriending, blocking, unblocking drama of 2020 between Matt and Jamie, and Mick is exhausted. Mick can't take it anymore. Mick has to say something. Matt, man, quit being such a simp. This is pitiful. Look at you. Be a man. As Mike Damone from Fast Times at Ridgemont High once said, you can't care if she comes, stays, lays, or prays. This being all emotional over some chick is very unseemly. Real men just shrug their shoulders and move on to the next bitch. Do you think the late great Sean Connery would sit around and cry over some broad? Or Charlton Heston? John Wayne? Cary Grant? Gary Cooper? Hell no. None of them would. Rock Hudson? Oh wait, bad example. Anyway, you get Mick's point. I used to think of you in the same category as history's greatest man's mans. A rugged individualist who couldn't be bothered to show emotion and be all wimpy and shit. What the actual fuck? I swear to God, if I was in Bagwine right now, I would come over to the digs and slap you silly. Jesus Christ on sheet metal, dude. Pull yourself together, Matt. Stand up straight, shoulders back, take a sip of beer, light a cigarette, and yell out, I'm Matt Man, bitch. Your new motto is MMA. That's MMMMA. Make Matt Man manly again. You can do it, Matt Man. Mick believes in you. Kinda.
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 Yeah, but that's a good little pep talk from Mick there.
Yeah.
You know, he's trying to hype you up.
Yeah, I know, and I appreciate that. And I appreciate what Mick did. That was nice of him.
Yeah.
Because I know Mick said to me, J-Man, he didn't want to get sucked back into this thing. But,
no.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
He did it anyway. No. Yeah, so that was nice of him.
No, he was reluctant, but.
Yeah.
But he had to get something off his chest.
Stafford Schmoop had something to say about it too, but.
Oh God, I bet she did.
Oh yeah, we'll get into that in a couple minutes. Oh, boy. But I'll tell you what, you know, gave Jamie advice. We used to pee together.
So, like, let's see. How's it supposed to work? The breakup, it takes half as long as the relationship lasted to get over it.
Okay, so let's see. I got about 6 months to go.
Well,
oh God,
luckily,
Jay,
we're going to...
I'm going to be like this for 6 months.
November, December, January, February, March, April, and probably a little into May because February is such a short month. Okay.
Oh, sure. God, this is not good.
But luckily, though, we're going to be in quarantine for the next 6 months again. So.
Well, that makes it even worse.
Lucky you, all you can do is just sit around at the digs alone with your thoughts.
Exactly. That's why it makes it worse. You can't go out and do things. You just sit here and stare at the computer and stare at Jamie's Facebook page. And oh, boy.
You could be like Zuckerberg there at the end of the social network.
Mm-hmm.
Where he just sat there hitting F5 and refreshing that girl's Facebook page that he'd been stalking that, you know, God, if she'd have just gone on a freaking date with him, maybe Zuckerberg wouldn't have turned out to be such an evil bastard.
Exactly, J-Man. That's a very good point. And then I'll look from my computer screen, my monitor, over to my phone. Even though I can hear the phone, I would still stare at it. I don't hear it ringing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it lighting up.
You'll pick it up and make sure the dial tone works, and then kind of shake your head in bitter disappointment.
Exactly.
Put it back down.
Make sure there's nothing wrong with the phone. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Call the operator. Operator, is this phone operating? Operator, is this phone working properly? I just need to check. Yes, sir. You've checked 27 times today. It's still working.
Exactly. God. And then if Trump wins on Tuesday, oh, my God. Between Jamie and Trump. And Jamie's a Canadian Trump, now that I think about it. I gave her my all, and she really doesn't care about me.
No. Just like Trump doesn't give a shit about any of his supporters.
No. Oh,
exactly.
Brother.
That's a good point. It's all fake. It's all a fraud.
Just bread and circuses. Yep. Yep. You know, and I'll tell you what, J-Man, this would have been foreshadowing. This was a few years ago. Jamie foreshadowed this. Let me play this for you.
Well, an incident occurred yesterday that I still feel bad about. I was on the phone with a good friend, and
mm-hmm.
at the end of the conversation, he told me that he loved me, and I just said, "Okay, talk to you later." And I got off the phone. I stewed on it for quite a while, and probably too long. And then I felt bad, and I had to call that person back and tell them that I love them too, and that I was sorry. Because it's kind of like, you know, somebody saying thank you when you tell them you love them.
Sure.
Like I didn't. I just it was wrong of me, and so I'd like to take this opportunity to publicly apologize to Matt and tell him that I do love him and appreciate his friendship.
Well, you
here's
know what
the funny thing, Dave,
you
man.
Know, somebody said,
it was like 10 or 15 minutes later, she called me back. Jamie called me back. That was so rude. I should have said I love you too. And then it was like a 2-minute conversation. And as we were ending, I said, on the second call, I said, all right, I love you too, Jamie. And then there was nothing. She did it like twice in one day. You know? What the hell?
Yeah. That's rough. I mean, I remember, you know, I remember ending the show and Jamie saying, I'll call you Matt, but then just hung up one time. So,
yeah, I
know. You
know,
and of course, that was a long time ago. And I was able to get over this, you know, a while back. And so I understand that it's going to take a while for you.
Yeah, she told me, I love you.
She has,
and left you hanging.
She has foreshadowed. She has foreshadowed this happening a couple of times. And you just didn't want to believe it. That's what it was, Matt. You just didn't want to believe it.
No, I didn't. I was in love with her. I still love her. But I should cue up Elton John and Kiki D. Don't go breaking my heart. Good golly. It's been a brutal time, J-Man. Brutal. Yeah, well, live and learn. You know, I feel like Vivian Leigh at the end of Gone with the Wind. Tomorrow will be another day. Or will it? Will it really?
Be another Who knows? Day. Another day of wallowing.
Probably, and I'm not kidding about that. I probably will. And yes, like Mick Doris said, people keep telling me that you're a big, strong man. Well, evidently I'm not. Very hurtful. Done it before. But again, I'm sure. She better not.
Probably so.
Well. And here's what Stepford Schmoop has to say about this. I said, well, why won't you play?
Hi, all.
Hey.
Stepford Schmoop here. I want to let you know that I am not happy with neither my Matt Man nor with Jamie Maple Leaf. Matt is acting like a little schoolgirl who just got her first period. His heart, dignity, and bleeding all over the place from wherever. Hell, yesterday I took out a loan so I could buy Bounty paper towels because I have been sopping up his tears for 3 weeks. And then there is Jamie. I kind of liked her, but I was jealous of her because she and Matt were such close friends. And they talked all of the time. And then, when she gave him the boot, I was pissed as hell because Matt began talking to me, and I'd prefer to be left alone. Jamie broke my boy's heart, and ruined my peace and quiet. I thought Canadians were nice people. Jamie is a jerk. And Matt? Emotionally, he is a toddler. During this most unfortunate series of events, I will try to clean up the mess on aisle 4. For now, this is Stepford Schmoop telling everyone to grow the fuck up.
Well.
Stepford Schmoop coming strong. Laying down the wall. Wagging the finger of indignation at both of us.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's the thing, you know, there's always enough blame to go around. You mentioned earlier, You mentioned earlier that, you know, you probably had a role to play in this. Now, it's not necessarily 50-50. It could well be that, you know, it's more like 70-30. Her fault. Or your fault.
Yeah.
Who knows? We don't really know. I mean, obviously you don't know.
I do kind of. But I don't get, J-Man, I don't get into the details. Publicly,
right.
Like she claims I do.
Yeah, you're not like these social media influencers and YouTubers and celebrities that just you know, go out there and just spew all the details.
No.
As if there's no one else involved. As if no one has a right to privacy or something.
Yeah. Oh, I could go out there and I'd lay it on, and maybe I will. You know, it depends on how drunk I get. But just like my first wife. I mean, she's a jerk, and she's a bigot and whatnot. But as I tell people, we got divorced because we brought out the worst in both of us, and I was being kind by saying that. You know, It's not always one person's fault. It takes two.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes two people, all of the, you know, they get together in some way, mentally, emotionally, you know, and
sure,
the good parts of each of them come together and they create two better people. Sometimes the negative parts of those two people take over and they create two very negative people.
Sure.
I don't know where I'm going with that, really. I just thought it sounded good.
I don't either, because I was going to say I was always trying to be nice during my first marriage. But, well.
It sounded really good up to the moment that everyone realized that had no real point to it.
That's the best part of the show right there. You nailed it. Thank you, Jay.
NIWS stays on brand.
Yeah. And like I said, doing this show is always easier when you don't have to give a frick about preparing, isn't it, Jay-Man?
Oh, yeah. And when you don't call in for the first 30 minutes of it, and then you wrap things up at the top of the hour.
Oh, sure.
You know, you don't have a big cloud of 2 hours sitting, hanging on your horizon all morning long.
Yeah. Oh, I know. And we're about at the top of the hour, even though I scheduled it for 2. I knew it wasn't going to last 2. I'm going to play the end song. Some people might think it's a love song, but
well, I'm gonna head on out of here so you can close the show out, Matt.
All right, Jay-Man, and thanks for calling. And thanks.
Go out strong, buddy. Go out, stay strong here in these final few minutes.
Oh, I'm not going to stay strong. I'm weak as a noodle.
Okay. Anyway.
I was beaten by a Canadian.
I know. A Canadian, for God's sakes.
All right.
Have a good one.
You too, and
bye.
Thanks. Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to hit the end song. And where is it? Where the hell did it go? Oh, there it is. This is REM. REM. Mm-hmm. REM. You think it's a love song, but it's really not a love song. If you listen closely to the lyrics, it's probably written by Jamie to tell me that I was just a simple prop to occupy her time. Take it away, REM.
This one goes out to the one I love. This one goes out to the one I've left behind. A simple prop to occupy. My time. This one goes out to
Thanks, J-Man. Thanks, Bobby Kraft, for calling in. J-Man for calling in, and Bobby Kraft for being in the chat room, I meant. I'll do this probably one more time. And because they better not charge me again for another month. Are you listening, BTR? And thanks, Jamie, for the heartache. Jeez. Talk to you all later. Love you. Bye.